On behalf of our St. Paul's faculty and staff, I would like to welcome you to a unique children's Christmas service.
St. Paul's has had a long-standing tradition of having its children present the story of Christ's birth every year in a special service.
Although this year's format is different, the message is just as important to share.
The children of St. Paul's School and Sunday School have prepared and recorded recitations and narrations to be included in the service.
These readings will be displayed on the screen throughout our worship service.
The service itself reflects our sin-darkened world and souls, and our Savior, Jesus, who is the powerful saving light that dispels all darkness.
First, we confess of our darkness by nature. Then we recall the light that was prophesied and that came that first Christmas. Finally, we consider the light and how we share that light with the world.
We pray that the Lord will bless your worship this morning as we focus on the theme, Light for Our Darkness.
Morning, everyone. We begin our worship service today with our opening hymn, Creator of the Stars of Night. Of the Lord's great love forever. I will declare that your love stands firm forever. You said, I have made a covenant with my chosen one. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of your throne. Blessed are those who have learned to acclaim you. Stir up our hearts, O Lord, to prepare the way for your only Son. By his coming, give us strength in our conflicts and shed light on our path through the darkness of this world. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Come, Lord, turn thy way, A voice in one calling, in the wilderness prepare a way for the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God.
O come thou day spring, come and cheer, our spirits violent have been here, and drive away the shades of night, pierce the clouds and bring us light.
It might seem unusual to think of Christmas as a dark and lonely holiday, but for many, it is just that. Tree lights and music of the season can darken the holiday. The hustle and bustle of the Christmas season can cause extra stress. For many, as they look around, it's hard to find meaning in, say nothing of the true meaning for, Christmas.
Even for us, the rush of the holiday season may dim the real light of Christmas. We may lose sight of the light, which gives way to darkness.
And like everyone in this world, we walk in the darkness of sin.
Sin is everywhere. It causes each of us to hate, to harm each other. Sin causes war and disease and other acts of evil. Sin causes families to tear apart at the seams. And finally, sin causes each and every one of us to die. Each of us stumbles about in the darkness of sin. The prophet Isaiah describes it this way.
We look for light, but all is darkness. For brightness, but we walk in deep shadows.
Like the blind, we grope along the wall, feeling our way like people without eyes.
Our offenses are many in your sight, and our sin testifies against us. Our offenses are ever with us, and we acknowledge our iniquities. Rebellion and treachery against the Lord, turning our backs on our God.
Yes, sin affects all people of all time. No one can find the way to God because we are all sinful. The psalmist David and the apostle John tell us,
all have turned away, all have become corrupt. There is no one who does good.
Not even one.
If we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves.
And the truth is not in us.
Sinners even love the darkness and by nature hide from God's light. Jesus tells us,
light has come into the world, but people love darkness instead of the light because their deeds were evil. Everyone who does evil hates the light and will not come into the light for fear that their deeds will be exposed.
Please stand. By nature, we all find ourselves in the darkness of sin, hiding from God's light. Let us join together in confessing this to God. Almighty God, you created us to enjoy the light of your truth and life, but we have loved the darkness of sin. We have filled our lives with all kinds of evil. We cannot even count our sins, and by our inherited nature, we try to hide from you. For these sins, we are guilty and deserve to be condemned, but we appeal to your mercy. Forgive us for the sake of Jesus, our Savior. God knew that we were lost in the darkness of sin and death, but he did not leave us lost, hopeless, and terrified. He sent light to shine in our darkness that we would be forgiven and saved. The light from heaven is Jesus Christ, God's only Son. He came into our world to be the light of God's forgiveness. Because of Jesus' perfect life and death for us, God declares that we are not condemned for our sins. Rejoice in that. Your sins are forgiven. Thanks be to God. Amen. Please be seated.
Every year we celebrate the life sent from heaven and the birth of our Savior, the baby Jesus.
Before the beginning of time, God planned to send His one and only Son. Jesus would come to make His home in the darkness among the lost.
The light from heaven had been promised many times before it actually appeared. Prophecies gave a glimmer of light to God's ancient people.
The prophet Isaiah wrote this about the coming Messiah.
The people walking in the darkness have seen great light. On those living in a land of deep darkness, a light has dawned.
To us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
Zechariah, the father of John the Baptist, prophesied several months before the birth of the coming Savior.
The rising sun will come to us from heaven to shine on those living in the darkness and the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the path of peace.
Let's recall how God brought the light into this dark world as we remember the words of Luke chapter 2.
In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world.
This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria.
And everyone went to their own town to register.
Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he had belonged to the house and line of David.
He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child.
While they were there, the time came
for the baby to be born!
And she gave birth to her firstborn, a son.
She wrapped them in cloths
and placed them in a manger.
Thank you. Lights are part of our Christmas celebration. We know what is coming when strings of lights begin to shine in homes and yards in the weeks preceding Christmas.
God adorned the heavens with light on that first Christmas long ago, when glorious angels appeared in the skies above Bethlehem.
And there are shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night.
An angel of the Lord appeared to them,
and the glory of the Lord shone around them,
and they were terrified.
But the angel said to them,
"Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord.
This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloth and lying in a manger."
Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel,
praising God and saying,
"Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests."
When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another,
"Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about."
So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby, who was lying in a manger.
The shepherds believed the words of the angels and found everything they announced to be true. They were the first to behold the light of the world that God had sent.
With their eyes they saw the baby Jesus, with their hearts they saw the Savior.
In our day, God does not reveal his saving truths in the glorious light of angel messengers, but he still adorns the world with light, the light of his precious word of truth in the Bible. The writer of Psalm 119, the longest psalm in the Bible, puts it this way.
"Your word is a lamp for my feet, a light on my path."
The unfolding of your words gives light. It gives understanding to the simple.
Like the shepherds, we believe this word, and through eyes of faith, we see Jesus in the manger and know him to be our Savior.
you have come save us all.
Worship here on Christmas night. Baby Jesus is the light.
Seeing the holy light sent from heaven in our Savior Jesus was evident on the very night he was born. It is especially clear in the actions of the shepherds after they had seen the baby in the manger.
When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. Luke chapter 2, verses 17 and 18.
Like the shepherds, generations before us have shared this good news, so that now we too have heard what God has said concerning this child. Jesus became one of us. He lived a holy life. He died, paying the price for our sins. He rose from the dead, securing victory over death for us. And he ascended to the glory of heaven, where he rules forever.
Everything in Jesus' life happened just as the scriptures promised. Jesus proclaimed himself to be the light for all to follow. John writes,
"When Jesus spoke again to the people, he said, 'I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life.'
I have come into this world as a light, so that no one who believes in me should stay in the darkness."
The greatest gift is found in the light of Jesus. Even when we were lost in spiritual darkness, God rescued us. Jesus explained this most clearly to Nicodemus when he said,
"For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life." John 3, verses 16.
Believers in Jesus not only enjoy the brilliant light of Jesus, they become light that reflect his light through faith in Jesus. The Holy Spirit moves us to shine in this world of darkness as we point others to the true light of our Savior.
Jesus tells us,
"You are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven."
We have seen the light of the Savior, Jesus Christ.
Every year we celebrate his birth and anticipate his return again.
He truly is the promised light from God.
And now he calls us to be lights in this world.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
He was with God in the beginning.
Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made.
In him was light, and that light was the light of all men.
The light shines in the darkness,
and the darkness has not overcome.
There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all might believe. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us.
We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth.
If anybody would have told me in February that this year, 2020, would look like this, I would have thought they were crazy. If anybody at the beginning of this year would try to tell me that we would be sitting in December, seeing our children not in front of us, but on a screen for the children's Christmas service, I would have said, "You're even crazier." Do you know what one word I think typifies the year 2020? Virtual. Just to have a common definition for virtual, I just typed it in to the online browser. You know what it said? It says this. Almost as described, but not completely. Almost as described, but not completely. Do you know what that means? Close, but no cigar. There's something kind of there, but not really there. That means virtual has nothing to do with Christmas. As you and I gather here today, God wants you to know that the terms virtual and Christmas do not go together. There is no such thing as a virtual Christmas. Look at the text we have before us. It says from Matthew chapter 1, all this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. Exactly as he said it. It's not almost. It's not close but no cigar. It's exactly what he said from the Old Testament. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. It's not kind of like God. It's not, you got it somewhat close, but no cigar. It's not, it kind of seems to be there, but not really there. This is God with us. God in the flesh. God one of us. God who's come down to be in this world of darkness to be our light. And so do you know what Mary and Joseph did? They breathed all over this baby. Do you know what else they did? They took their oily fingers and they put their fingerprints all over this child who is really there as they took care of him. You know what we're going to celebrate this next Sunday, a week from today? Simeon, who takes his oily fingerprints and takes that child in his arms and lifts him up, so delighted to see God who is really there. Not virtually, really there. But the best thing these people did, it's not just breathe all over the child who is really there, not just put their fingerprints all over him, but they burdened him with their sin. They turned from their darkness and they saw the tremendous light of the love of God revealed in Emmanuel, God with us, Jesus Christ. And so what I ask you to do today, no matter whether you're watching virtually, whether you're watching a recording later today, or whether you're listening in your car as you're going somewhere, or even if you're right here, don't let your celebration of Christmas be virtual. Don't let it be almost as described, but not completely. Don't let 2020 take away what God wants you to have. Turn like Mary, turn like Joseph, turn like Simeon to the Lord who really came. Turn away from your darkness to the light that's really there, to the love of God for you in Jesus Christ that takes away your darkness and opens eternal life to sinners like you and me because he loves us. Christmas isn't virtual. Worship the Lord who's real. Amen. Please stand for prayer. Lord Jesus Christ, our hearts break, our hearts grieve with Gary and Noreen Bauer over Gary's daughter, Mariah. She was just diagnosed with leukemia, and she's just starting chemo, and the leukemia is extremely advanced. She's only 49 years old. Lord, we ask you for Maria's sake, help her see Christmas. Help her see the God who's really there, the Lord who really came in the flesh, the Lord who truly loves her, who not only cares for her soul by forgiving her sins through his life and death, but the Lord who still cares for her in her body, lift up her soul with your light and let her see your love that not only cares for her in the here and now, but especially has opened eternal life to her forever and ever. It's in your name we pray as we now join to pray. Who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Please be seated.
Merry Christmas!
Our light has come.
Merry Christmas!
Happy birthday, Jesus!
Merry Christmas!
A king has been born for you!
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas!
Jesus has come into the world.
He is Emmanuel, God with us.
Merry Christmas, lots of love.
Rejoice, Jesus is born!
And come into another day,
wishing you a Merry Christmas.
Jesus is born for you.
Merry Christmas, everyone!
Merry Christmas and happy birthday, Jesus.
Morning again, everyone. Welcome, guests and visitors. Love having you here. Love to have you come worship with us again. Before I get to the one announcement I have, I just want to thank everyone. And let's start with those on my right. Abby, Tanya, Gillian, I don't think she stopped playing through the entire service. So thank you, Gillian. Very, very well done. To the brass, all of you, I didn't see, because of the angle here, I didn't see all of you. Thank you for playing. And Mr. C organized a ton. All of the children's videos you saw in there, he spliced and diced and put those things all together, organized the kids to come on weekends over the last several weeks, put all of their names on there, and then, of course, who partnered with Mr. C to make that happen, parents. Thank you for your partnership. Thank you for bringing your kids here to continue, even if on screen, to present the Word of God so that Christmas is real for us and we see Jesus who came to love us and bring us to life. So thank you, everyone who are behind the scenes or in person organizing. Really, really appreciate it. Did I miss any? Did I miss anyone? Any others you want to?
Oh, man. I'm sure. But,
if you think about it. One other announcement I have, maybe two. For upcoming worship services, times, things like that, please, please check the schedule. There's one in the worship folder. It's also online on our website. You can see the links, and you can click those for live stream. We don't have a Monday night worship service tomorrow evening. We have just the three this morning. So just please make sure you're staying in touch with the schedule that's coming up, a lot of services over the next 2 weeks. Then the other announcement I have from our secretary is that we are trying to take photos of our leaders. If you're on a committee right now helping, or if you're the chairperson of that committee, we would love to have your photo to put together a leadership board so everybody can see who's serving at St. Paul's in the congregation. So please find Aaron Radu, our secretary, and we can make that happen. Mr. C.
Mary Ike.
Mary Ike, who is here among us. Do you want to give a little wave, Mary? Thank you. Decorating. Mary especially, but Jim too, decorate all of these things that you see in the narthex and in church. So very, very well done. Thank you. Any other announcements from you for today or the week ahead? Then please greet one another. God's blessings, everyone. Take care.